the home of happiness, the Adelaide 36ers, trademark body nodge. Oh, my goodness me. Look, great stuff from them today to win and win so well against the Tasmania Jack Jumpers, but at the same time, who cares? We see this year in, year out with the Sixers at the Blitz. They look fantastic, and then it gets to the regular season, and the wheels come off the wagon. I'm intrigued as to how this is going to play out. And now that we know that Jerome Martin could be out till as long as November, oh boy, it's going to be, it could get really nasty. If it hasn't already, it could get even nastier because now the 36ers are going to take the poll of the Adelaide public who, rightly or wrongly, have already been with a short fuse with the 36ers and some of the decisions made in recent years. Now, we've seen what happened with Scott Ninnis. Brett Maher's told the club to essentially go jump. You're going to have a team without Jerome Martin, who could change life for them. There's a lot of pressure on them, man. I know they've got DJ Vasiljevic, and I love watching him play, but this could be a story and not a good one in NBL 25, Matty Logue.
Oh, I think it'll be one of the must-watch stories all season. Because unfortunately for Adelaide, this has been going now for a number of seasons, and the problems with the club start in the front office. They start with, the culture, and I think last season was a disaster, and they, Ninnis helped restore the ship. You know, you speak of Brett Maher, like Brett Maher campaigned hard to get Scotty in there, and I remember speaking to Scotty when he got the job, and he spoke about wanting, how he helped put the Adelaide back in the 36ers, and you saw that at the back end of the season when they made that late charge, and there was even talk of mathematical chances of making, postseason, and it didn't eventuate. But I felt like he'd restored something there. The crowd was up and about there. You could see that it meant something to these poor fans there that have put up with a lot of underachieving and politics for a long, long, long time. And as Boddy said, he summed it up perfectly. That's the case. And but if you thought it was bad last season, then what happened with Scotty Ninnis and that situation with him as coach and moving on? I just think I remember all last season that I would always get a call or always get a murmur. There's something out of Adelaide, whether it was payments not being paid on time to players or benefits or all sorts of things. And to me, that's not, the good clubs don't do that. You don't hear those stories out of the Melbourne Uniteds, the Sydney Kings in the past. Yeah, okay, you may have heard some stories last year with Mood and that, but it wasn't like the foundations of the club. It was more around Mood and some of the decisions, but it wasn't necessarily the foundations of the club. And that's with other clubs as well. And I think Adelaide, as Matty, I'm sure you'll attest, McQuaid, is like, if you can't get that right, then how do you expect everything else to go right? And while I can't wait to see DJ again, and but as you said, the Jerome Martin injury is, is just devastating because he could have been a real game changer. Because now it's left to DJ, and like Isaac had a great year last year, Humphreys, but I just don't know that they've got the talent now without Jarrell to really compete in it. And I think you combine that with behind the scenes, some drama. I don't think all the players are necessarily happy with the decision with Ninnis moving on. Then, like, how do you expect them to perform? And forget the Blitz, as you said, Julian. Like, it's going to be a really, really fascinating watch, and I don't think the fans are going to tolerate it for too much longer.
Yeah, look, the front office has been a problem for a long time. Let's talk about who we're talking about. It's Grant Kelly, the owner. That's been the who's been there through a lot of all this. Now, all this stuff that's gone on. Now you've got Nick Barbato in there as the CEO. You've brought in a really good basketball guy, Matty Weston, to kind of run the basketball side of things within the club. But it just seems that this club, this franchise, has just kind of stumbled from one problem to another for years upon years. Going back to Mitch Creek and that whole situation, and how they didn't want to release him without serious money. If he was going, he had opportunity potential in Europe or even in the NBA, as he eventually went to. So it goes all the way back then to the point where Creek, was never ever going to play for the club ever again. So now you have a situation where the, you know, and I said this last week, not to go over old ground, but when, you know, the man himself, Brett Maher, the greatest 36er of them all, says that, quote, our values no longer align. That's pretty devastating to me, and, you know, speaks to the issues within the club. So having said that, look, as I said, Mike Wells, very, very well-credentialed. I mean, this guy has been around the traps and then some. You know, you talk about never been a head coach. It's important to – and it is a different – no matter how many, you know, great NBA teams you've worked with, you know, you're talking about Houston, LA, the Lakers, that is, San Antonio. He's been an assistant in some you know, good college programs. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter, because being a head coach is completely different. You know, it's a completely different scenario. It's a completely different paradigm. And, you know, he comes in with that unknown. Is it, can he lead a team of men as a head coach with all that, you know, the different kinds of pressure that are on him? I'm a huge fan, obviously, of Dejan Vasiljevic. I'm a huge fan of Isaac Humphries. Kendrick Davis looks to me to be another in the long line of these great, small, explosive guards that can run the pick and roll fantastically well, that can shoot, that can get into the paint, that can cause a lot of havoc at that end of the floor. So he'll be good for them. To me, you know, and as I said before, I think Jarrell Martin's a quality person, but in Adelaide's situation, it's a 28-game season. And if you're saying that he's going to be lost for 6 weeks, potentially, even I've heard longer than that, well, that's more than a third of the season, but potentially, or a quarter of the season even. I mean, how can you afford that, particularly with what's going on? I just can't believe they wouldn't actually just replace him immediately. I think that's got to be the way to go, because, you know, those sorts of injuries, you know, they can be tricky, you know, for kind of in that, for big guys like that, foot injuries, and they can linger. So for me, I'd be cutting him straight away. And that's hard for me to say, because I love Jarrell. You know, I got to know him quite a bit when he was with the Kings. And as I said, you wouldn't meet a nicer guy, but hey, it's a business. You know, we're in the business. So it's a wins and losses business. And Adelaide needs to put a winning team on the floor and do everything they can to do that. So yeah, I agree with Matty. I mean, if Martin's going to miss significant time, this team's no chance of making the playoffs. You know, despite the fact that Vasiljevic is a great gunner, as we know, that's got a bit more to his game. Isaac Humphries is one of the best big men in the league. I really like Sunday Dech and the way he plays D. I think Jason Gedee as a sixth man is outstanding. Kendrick Davis is going to be terrific. And, you know, there's guys like Nick Marshall who look like they're going to step up. But if they're an import short, particularly an import in that front line, they're going to have some real problems, and it kind of exacerbates what went on in the preseason. I hope not. I hope Adelaide is relevant. I said that before. Fantastic crowds that they got last year, despite all the problems that they had. Scott Ninnis, I think, had a lot to do with getting a lot of the fans back and engaged as an Adelaide guy. As a champion of that club, but they've cut ties with him, and you've got Mike Wells, who, you know, the Adelaide 36 faithful don't know. I just hope that they step up. But my confidence level, particularly with Martin's injury, my confidence level is about a 3 with this team, and I just don't see them making the playoffs as constituted, particularly if they don't replace Jarrell with another import big man that they desperately need.
You're going to have to, because what, are you going to have Alex Starling as your starting power forward for a third of the season? I don't think that's relevant to winning lots of games of basketball and being a playoff threat. It would suck to see Jarrell Martin cut before he could even get back on the floor, and I really want to see him back in the NBL at some point. It's just shocking luck for a club that can't afford to have shocking luck.
Yeah. Luck for Jarrell as well. Yeah.
My confidence level was a 3 this morning. It's honestly now about a 1.5.
Fair.
They could be, as I said, they could be a story, the story of the season, and it's not going to be a particularly good one. I'm fascinated to see what the response of the Adelaide public will be with the first couple of home games. That's going to be their referendum. How's the temperature in the town? What's the connection with the team and the city? It's going to be a watch point. That's all I'll go into at the moment because I want to see the evidence before I really double down on that. But again, I have my theories.